Good afternoon. We're going to go ahead and reconvene the Senate Committee on Judiciary. And we're here with two bills that we recessed earlier this morning, Senate Bill 257 as well as Senate Bill 971. What I want to do is open a work session on Senate Bill 257. And colleagues, at this point, what I'd like to do is have a motion that would refer 257 back to the President's office with a subsequent recommendation that it go to either Rules or to Ways and Means. We've already adopted the dash twos, and so if someone would be so kind to give me that recommendation.
I'm assuming Ways and Means. Is there some reason we sent it to Rules, or is that just because we need more time to wait for the...
There is a issue that has come up regarding maybe the terms that are used in the dash two, and that the President may want that to go to a substantive committee to have the part of the words that are in the amendment reviewed. We do not have time to get that accomplished today, and so they would like to have the recommendation that they will make a decision whether they think it needs to go to Rules or if it needs to go.
Okay, oh, I see. I got it. It's not either or. You want a recommendation for both.
Correct.
To give them the option.
That's
okay,
correct.
I got it. I didn't understand what you're doing.
Sorry.
Mr. Chair, I move SB 257-2, I guess without recommendation to Ways and Means or Rules, determine on where the President wants to send them, since there's a question here.
All right. Senator Boquist moves Senate Bill 257 as amended by the dash twos, without recommendation, to be referred to the President's office with the recommendation that it be subsequently referred to either Rules or to Ways and Means at his discretion, based on his review as to what would be the appropriate committee to continue whatever work needs to be done on Senate Bill 257 as amended by the dash twos. Any discussion?
Question.
Yes.
If it is referred to Rules, would it then have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means? This bill certainly should go to Ways and Means.
I'm assuming it would. The question that that was posed is that when you look at the language or the text in the amendment, there is a word, the word is exclude. I'll just put this on the record. This is on page 4, lines 27. It basically says, talking about employment relations, what is included in that for bargaining employees, and it says excludes employee training. And so there's a question as to whether or not the word excludes is appropriate for there. Because of the lateness in time for us to not to be able to address that issue, that is an issue that the President may want that to go to a substantive committee before it goes to Ways and Means. But I'm assuming, as you are, based on the numbers that we see, that it definitely will be going to Ways and Means at some point, either immediately or after a stop in Rules.
I support the bill on the assumption that it goes to Ways and Means, with the reservation that it gets to the floor without going to Ways and Means, it will not be there.
I understand. I think there will be a number of people that won't be there if that happens. All right.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I was just going to say I will vote for this bill since it is without recommendation, although I still have concerns about the policy, but since it's going to continue to be vetted in other committees, I will vote to move it on in the process.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
What Senator there?
Let's see, this morning I see it was ditto this way, now it's ditto that way. Okay.
These are all courtesy votes, Mr. Chair.
I appreciate that. So is any objection to the motion that's before us? Not seeing or hearing, so ordered, and we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 257-2. We'll open up our last of our work sessions, which is on Senate Bill 971. Again, this was a bill that we had this morning. We recessed till this afternoon. We currently have adopted the dash threes. We were waiting for the fiscal, and counsel, for the record, could you tell us where we're at on the fiscal?
We received the fiscal on the dash three. It is identical to the fiscal on the dash two, except it says dash three instead of dash two. And I believe we just handed them out to the committee. Sorry.
Yes.
So it is an indeterminate fiscal.
All right. So.
And so we have the dash threes already in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we adopted the dash threes this morning.
Okay, we're very Are you ready, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
It doesn't have a referral, right, or it does have a referral?
It does not have a referral. You, committee can add one if they so choose. It's an indeterminate fiscal, though.
Right.
And the chair's prerogative?
What's the chair have to do?
Oh, I would say, based on this and what we've done before, I would say let's send it to the floor with a due pass recommendation. The president always has the prerogative to determine that if he thinks it needs to go to Ways and Means, he can do that without the recommendation.
I do have a question, though, and maybe the council can, or the proponents can. Do we have a sense of how many, just the quantity of folks that we think this is going to affect?
I don't remember testimony on that point.
Yeah, I don't know if you can actually quantify that because that is such a variable as to how many agencies of larger size than the ones that are being trained in are going to be seeking new officers that could, in fact, find themselves wanting to hire officers that who have been trained within that three-year period that could be impacted by this bill.
Right. I mean, I was just curious if the proponents knew how often this occurs and might help
if
in
he does,
thinking about
I'm going to hire him to do a lot more than just this.
He's a crystal ball.
See if I can pull something out. Chair Brzezinski, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Joel Fisher, policy advisor for Senator Dingfelder, Senator Joanne Berger, District 5.
Now the truth comes out.
I have in the past
plant.
For
hey,
Senator
a plant
Dingfelder.
Here.
I can't really quantify it when it comes to most of it. With the Department of Corrections, people leaving the Department of Corrections, it would be a very small amount. I think it might even be zero in the last 8 years that would directly fall under this. There's always the possibility that would happen. I think of the 66 or an average of about 68 people who are leaving within the first 2 years of at the Department, State Department of Corrections, something like 24 over the last 8 years have gone on to sheriff's departments. The way the bill is written, I don't think they would be required to repay, if I remember correctly. I think it's a relatively small number, at least as far as the Department of Corrections is concerned. I think that it's a totally different deal, which I couldn't really quantify when it comes to people going from, you know, Coos County Sheriff's Department to Multnomah County or police department to police department. Sorry, I couldn't be more impressive.
We are in discussion.
You already adopted the amendment.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I will provide a courtesy vote to move this bill on. I have some concerns about it, however, for several reasons. I'm a little bit concerned about the new provision that states that the governmental agency may not take into consideration the possibility that a reimbursement of training costs will be required if a particular applicant is employed. I just don't see that happening. And I also remain concerned about placing limitations on people who do need to move for sort of emergency situations, and I don't want to inhibit that, and I think this bill may do that, but I will provide a courtesy vote to get the bill to the floor, reserving the right to change my mind on the floor.
All right, thank you.
Chair.
Other comments? Is this a ditto?
That's a ditto.
All right. Okay, anything else? All right, any objection to the motion that's before us, which is to send Senate Bill 971 at... All right, Senate Bill 971 as amended by the Dash 3s to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and Senator Boquist is objecting at this moment. All right, anyone else? Going once, going twice. Senator Verger will be our carrier. And with that, that concludes the work on Senate Bill 971. And, Council, before I conclude our work for the day, is there anything else that we need to do?
Mr. Chair, unfortunately, I want to serve notice of a possible minority report.
I assume they might be coming.
On 284 and 877. And we'll get back with you. I just want to serve notice.
284
and 877. And Senator Whitsett and I will get back to you on that. We won't surprise you.
Well, I assume you weren't. 877. All right, notices have been served on possible minority reports on those two bills. Any other business we need to do?
You realize we almost got through the whole Senate agenda without that?
Almost. But, you know, it wouldn't be a true... All right. With that, we're adjourned for the day. All right.